I don't understand. You mean you found a wounded Apache and didn't kill him?
That's right.
I'd like to ask you why.
It's what you want to see me about, Colonel.
Jeffords? I think I know how we can stop Cochise. I have 250 fresh men from Pennsylvania and New Jersey. They're smart, disciplined troopers.
Yes, I've seen those fellows around.
I have a good plan. I want information from you, and I want you to do a little reconnoitering for me. In 6 months, the war will be over, and we'll have Cochise up by his neck.
No, you won't, Colonel.
Listen, Jeffords, I'm an expert on open field warfare. I have 30 years...
Cochise can't even read a map. But he and his men know every gully, every foot of mountain, every water hole in Arizona. His horses can go twice as far as yours in a day, and his men can run on foot as far as a horse can run. He can't write his name, but his intelligence service knows when you got to Fort Grant and how many men you've got. He stopped the Butterfield stage from running. He stopped the U.S. mails from going through. And for the first time in Indian history, he has all the Apaches from all the tribes fighting under one command. You're not going to string him up in 6 months, Colonel. Not in 6 years. Good day, gents. Terry.
Jeffords. It was y'all going to scout for me.
You can find somebody else.
Maybe Captain Jeffords became too friendly with the Apaches. Maybe he doesn't know what side he's on.
Easy, gents.
I'm not looking for trouble, but if you don't fight against them, you're with them. And I've got a right to say that.
Who says so? What's your name?
Ben Slade. I own a ranch only a mile out from Fort Grant. Even so, the Apaches burned my house last month. My wife was inside. They almost got my boy, too. Seems to me a white man like you would want to see that sort of thing stopped.
That's right, anybody would.
Then why don't you join the colonel's staff?
That's private business, Slade.
War ain't private business. Not when they're murdering our women and kids.
At Big Creek, we murdered Indian women and kids.
Cochise started this, and
oh,
any
now,
man...
Oh, now, just let's get the facts straight here. Cochise didn't start this war. A snooty little lieutenant fresh out of the East started. He flew a flag of truce, which Cochise honored, and then he hanged Cochise's brother and five others under the flag.
Oh, you hear all sorts of stories.
You want to know why I didn't kill that Apache boy? Well, for the same reason I wouldn't kill your boy or scout for the Army. I'm sick and tired of all this killing. Besides, who else is out here in the first place?
I don't know, Tom. I don't claim a white man's always done right, but we're bringing civilization here, ain't we? Clothes, carpets, hats, boots, medicine. Why, I got a wagon load of first-class whiskey waiting for me in the East. I could sell that at a dollar a bottle if it wasn't for Cochise.